Welcome to the Dakota Life Stage. We're doing a virtual connection to Austin, Texas, and you can see on we're online with Christine Albert and with Chris Gage. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Okay. It's South Dakota.
you're at your studio in your house. I mean, what a great tool to have if you can't get out and play.
Well, it's funny. We weren't intending to move the studio home. We've been a mile from here for about 12 years, but our very dear friend is our landlord, and she wanted to start working on selling the property, so we moved it home and remodeled half of our downstairs just in time for this.
Yeah, all summer we were remodeling, and we finally got it all set up, and then this happened, so good timing. It's fortuitous.
Well, thanks for taking some minutes to visit with us and to share some music with the folks here in the Midwest. Why don't we start there? If you got something you want to play, and we'll visit along the way.
I'll just do magic word instead.
All right.
I just changed my mind.
Okay.
We're gonna fly on the wings of a magic bird. Gonna sing the sweetest song he ever heard. When this troubled life is over, there's one thing I know for sure. Fly on the wings of a magic bird. You and I got a place on that old magic bird. When it leaves on that great judgment morn, back to the other side of the river where your soul can be reborn. Down to the calm in the eye of a storm. We're gonna fly on the wings of a magic bird. Gonna sing the sweetest song you ever heard. When this troubled life is over, there's thing I know for sure, found the wings of a magic bird. So lonesome, my friend. Don't you know that old bird will be done soon? Gonna back to the land behind the rainbow, the other side of the moon. All joining together on that old gospel tune. We're gonna fly on the wings of a magic bird. Gonna sing the sweetest song you ever heard. When this troubled life is over, there's one thing I know for sure. Fly on the wings of a magic bird. Yeah, when this troubled life is over, there's something I know for sure. Fly on the wings of a magic bird.
Woo! Chris, you were a teenager when you learned that song the first time, weren't you?
You know, I probably met Tom in 1974, at the end of 1974, when we started Red Willow Band.
It's very likely you two would be doing many different things than you are doing today. With this coronavirus and all that's happened, how's that impacted what you might be doing on a daily basis? Playing, interacting, on the road? What has changed?
It's kind of funny because I was thinking, in some ways, my life hasn't changed very much because a lot of my life is running Swan Songs, the nonprofit that I founded that fulfills musical last wishes. So I would be maybe about a mile away at our Swan Songs office, but we definitely aren't playing gigs. We miss our community, our friends, and because regularly playing out in the community is a part of our weekly routines. So it's been very odd to not do that. And Swan Songs has been impacted because we can't go in person and play for people who are dying in care facilities or in private homes. So we've been working hard as a team to figure out the virtual delivery of musical last wishes. And we've actually opened the mission up to anyone in a care facility. They don't have to be have a terminal illness or being nearing the end of life, but there's so many people isolated right now. So we're trying to deliver music online to people in care facilities.
Well, I know there's been quite a conversation and activity here in South Dakota, too, using music as therapy, let alone as a last request.
Yeah, it's just comforting. You know, we our musical last wishes are for someone who's dying, who wants to hear their favorite music one more time, and they can share it with their family. But now so many people are isolated, and anyone in a care facility is not able to have their family even come visit. So we're trying to get music out there to whoever would be comforted and have a connection. If you have someone on an iPad who's playing music for you and saying your name and engaging with you, that's the next best thing to having someone in the room. But yeah, everybody needs it right now, actually.
Let's talk for a brief minute about Don's Depot. How many years have you been there on Mondays, and now what's happening when you can't be?
Well, this started my 25th year because I was already doing Mondays when I met Christine, and I was in 1995. So. And, you know, I say that to Don, it's his boat. He still plays piano there. And he says, oh, I've been here 37. He got nothing.
Well,
Don's is closed. But we have such a community. I mean, it's after that many years, and people come from all over the world to come sing a couple songs with me. And we've moved it into the house. We've got a grand piano right behind us, and we're broadcasting on Monday nights at 8 o'clock from my Facebook page, which is Chris Gage Austin. And one thing we do is we're going to start the live feed and then get the distinct URL every Monday and email it out to our whole list. So if anybody wants to get a special invitation to that feed on Monday night, they can go to our website and sign up for the email list, and we'll send out a blast every Monday. We had 350 people the other night, and it was a lot of fun, and we made enough donations that we could send a pretty good paycheck to each of the bartenders that works at Don's on Monday night, because they're not working.
Well, that's what I noticed. That was great that it was, you basically had a virtual tip jar to benefit the folks that are there serving people every week.
Yeah, it felt good to be able to do that. We just put some money in their Venmo accounts afterwards.
Yeah. Let's have a song for the big finish, and as we say thank you for spending some time with us today. What would you like to go out on?
Well, Larry, thanks for inviting us. It's just been great. We've got a love song we wrote for each other many years ago. The star I wish upon when I draw the blinds at night. You're my one and only. You're my dream come true. Tell me, darling, what am I to you? You're my best friend, baby. You're my confidant. You're the only lover that I'll ever need or want. You're my morning glory. You're my evening good. Tell me, darling, what am I to you? Am I the breeze that you ride on? Am I the ground that you need beneath your feet? Tell me, darling, what am I to you? Waiting for me, just
just around the bend. I will stay forever. Never I've seen the blues. If you tell me that's what I am to you. Am I the breeze that you ride on to feel free? Am I the ground that you need beneath your feet? Tell me, darling, what am I to you? Am I the breeze that you ride on to feel free? Am I the ground that you need beneath your feet? Tell me, darling, what am I to you? Tell me, darling, what am I to you?
You're the only person I'm allowed to see in person. That's what you are to me.
And the puppy.
Yeah.
Christine Albert and Chris Gates, thanks so much for sharing some time today. We wish you the best, and we really look forward to the chance, hopefully in the nearer future, to see you face-to-face back here in South Dakota. Take care.
Yeah, we love that. You guys stay safe there. Stay well.
Thanks.
Social distance.
Stay home.